With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on the wheat market as we visit with a representative from the North Dakota Wheat Commission. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
With nearly every area of North Dakota experiencing drought conditions this growing season, it made it challenging for producers to grow a crop. Jim Peterson with the North Dakota Wheat Commission says many wheat acres in the central and western part of the state were low yielding or didn't make it to harvest. But he says the bushels that were harvested are high quality.
Some of the subsoil moisture in the eastern part of the state, the lack of disease pressures, and maybe some late rains for some of the later crop did help yields come in better than expected, albeit still probably 40 to 50% below normal. And quality was great. Obviously, protein is high. Unfortunately, there's no protein premiums, but there's no Dawn discounts and no falling number struggles. So we've got a very high-quality crop to market, just not a lot of bushels.
Peterson says the strong wheat price on the board is causing some buyer sticker shock.
Our traditional customers, you know, have been slower at buying, but we still expect them to kind of demand, you know, similar levels. Currently, our export pace is running about 20% behind a year ago. When we look at the futures and the cash, I think one of the things we have to kind of watch going forward now is the basis is getting a little bit weaker. We've had a pretty strong run-up in futures. You know, the futures seems to want to test some of those previous highs and try to break through. But obviously, we need those cash sales purchases from buyers and the demand to hold in, as well as the other wheat classes to kind of rally along.
He says the situation is similar to the North.
One thing helping us a little bit is Canada is in a similar situation to us, and they've got a very tight feed market as well. There's definitely a lot of supportive factors, I think, for some sustaining power. Whether we'll hit those previous highs. A few things are different. You know, world wheat stocks are probably twice the level they were back when prices rallied in 07, 08. U.S. wheat stocks are also double what they were. So, you know, there's some different situations, but nonetheless positive to see the run-up in the market.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.